We just spent a good bit of our visit with Coach Quinn talking about your transition since he came here from corner to safety. What's that been like? I mean, it sounds like it was a bit of a project and a lot of learning both in the classroom and on the practice field, huh?
Yeah, it was a big transition. I didn't really, play too much free safety my whole life. I played it a little bit at, Purdue, but that was only to be a stopper against Denard Robinson. But, just playing a free middle third safety, I never really played that. But I just went off to coaching, If you don't really know anything, the best thing you can do is learn. Be open to learn and just, follow where they're taking you.
Rico, I think anybody that watched Hard Knocks last year, you were part of it with then your girlfriend, now your wife. They showed how aggressive you were at the corner spot. You had a couple of big hits on the show. You jamming at the line of scrimmage. How much did you have to maybe get some of that out of you to play free safety and not want to come down and jack somebody up?
Man, that was actually like the toughest thing as a safety. My first couple of times at practice, I think they just wanted to see me, run and see what I can do. And they didn't really slow me down at first. But then, you start to notice that you don't really have nobody to save you. If you're the guy running down trying to make the tackle in the backfield and the ball was the bus, you're the guy that's supposed to stop the play. And, the biggest thing in free safety is you can see a lot. You can see a lot of people open, but that's what the quarterbacks and the offensive coordinators on the other side want you to see. So you see a lot, they're trying to set you up for something. So I had to get better at, looking past things and just keep reading off the quarterback.
I think one of the more interesting stories for you is you spent the entire campaign on the practice squad last year. It's a different route than a conventional thought coming out of college, being drafted, that kind of thing. How much did you learn, Ricardo? What did it mean to you then? What's it mean to you now as you find yourself starting with three picks in the NFL?
Man, I think that probably was the best thing that could have happened to me last year. When it happened, you're like, man, why did this happen to me? I think I'm better than some people on this team. I know I can go out there and help somewhere on special teams. I can be somewhere. And then you realize that, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you and that you maybe need some growing to do. And I took it as, a challenge to, come and try to guard Julio every day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I'm going to be a corner, why not go against, the best wide receiver, I think, in this era? So I was like, I'm going to guard this guy every day. I'm going to try to give him my all. I didn't get too many pass breakups or get close to the ball because he's really good. But he taught me how to come and practice every day. He taught me how to focus on, the little details and, not really watching him, just going against him. Every day in practice, he pushes it to the top limit, Just being last year, just being able to watch what people are successful at and what also helps people fail. And I know one of the biggest things was focusing on the little details. The little details, that's the thing that, a lot of people, the greats, do.
It's interesting you say that because we had another second-year guy sitting in that seat about, probably 6 weeks ago named Devontae Freeman. And he said almost the same thing you just said about watching your peers, learning from the guys how to practice, challenging them, not allowing that to affect your confidence, realizing they're maybe a step or two ahead of you, but that's where you want to be. I think that really says a lot about you. Ricardo Allen with us here on the Player Spotlight here on the Dan Quinn Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Okay, Ricardo, tell me about this, your ability to kind of not be swayed by quarterback's eyes, because we're taught we can move the free safety now. I can pump fake and I can get you over. You've had a veteran player that's played since Moses came down off the mountain and Hasselbeck, and yesterday you had a young guy in Teddy Bridgewater try to do the same thing to you, and you got both of them. What's going on?
It comes with a lot of hours of film study, and you start to notice, you just watch over and over. You start to notice what they're really trying to do to you, what they're doing before the play, what they're doing, once the play starts. Is he really giving you a look? Because he usually will look you away from his first read, Is he going to look to you and pump that way? That's a false one every time. If he looks at his read, pump you that way, don't ever go for it because he's coming back for something else. And, I kind of felt the tight end coming up the scene, so I'm like, he's really, he stared it down, pumped it, and then came back to it. I was like, yeah, he's trying to get me. With the Hasselbeck one, it was more of a, a trial and error. They happened to get me almost on that route a little bit earlier in the year, and it was the same formation. They ended up getting us in a different coverage, and they ended up throwing a touchdown backside on one of my corners, and I wasn't there to help them. And I'm like that won't happen on my watch again. He stared me down the whole time, and he even tried to, you know, come back, and he actually threw it blind because I jumped it before, you know, Hasselbeck even, you know, threw it. I actually jumped the route before he even threw it, and, you know, it was there. So the coaching for me must be, you know, the coach, I mean, against me, a lot of people think, like, I'm going off a lot of looks, and, you know, I started to watch myself and see that I was actually letting a lot of quarterbacks influence me, and what could I do to try to transition and start to change it up on them and actually make it a chess game with me and them.
Nice.
Is it crazy to think that playing middle safety now is easier in part because you learned to play corner first and you had a lot of success playing corner?
Yeah.
I mean, does it really help a lot more now that you're back there and you kind of – you can, and not to take away corners only seeing a third of the field, but realistically, you're seeing the whole field now from where you are, right?
Yeah. The hardest thing for me as being a corner was being a smart corner.
Okay.
And, you know, it was knowing a lot because you always, you know, you can see so much. You know, I was good at, you know, seeing what routes were starting to develop and, like, what's going on. But sometimes as a smart corner, you see too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you see something, and then they might hit you with a double move or something like that. As a safety, you know, it's good to be smart. It's good to, you know, overstudy. It's good to know the splits and the tendencies of what people are doing because – you can go make those plays. You know, you can go help people out. You can alert other people to it. You can, you know, you can get everybody set. You know, as a corner, you know, it's a lot of now. You're like, it's a lot of combat fighting. You got to be, you know, I actually did a couple man-to-mans, you know, a couple of weeks ago. They had me doing some man-to-man on some tight ends here and there. And that's a different grind. Like, you have to be in shape. Like, your ankles got to be, you know, ready for it. You got to always be ready to break and, you know, be on somebody. But as a free safety, you really, like, you just playing a game, you know, you keeping your own tempo and you're going to get the ball.
Falcon safety Ricardo Allen with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dan was just talking about communication, and that's not something that necessarily was innate to you. You're more of a quiet guy, want to do your job, and now you're quarterback in the secondary, maybe even the team. I saw you down in the box a couple times trying to move linebackers over, doing all sorts of stuff. How much of an adjustment has that been for you to really start barking out signals?
You know, at first I was really quiet. I really didn't say anything because I didn't want to, you know, get anybody, you know, put in the wrong spot. Maybe I say the wrong thing. Maybe I give them like, hey, watch for this, and, you know, this play happens. You're like, oh, man, I just sent them to the wrong spot. Maybe maybe that's why, you know, they didn't go for this route or something. But, you know, Coach Quinn came in there. He's like, he gave me an example of, you know, when you alert your kid, you know, like, look both ways before you cross the street. If it's not in cars there, you know, you didn't steer them the wrong way. You just gave them the alert. So that's the thing. He just said, you know, just be confident because they can – I mean, the coaches noticed that I see a lot of things, and they can tell that I saw a lot of routes. So it was like, why not take your knowledge and pass it along to the others? Because, you know, that'll make us a better defense. You know, that'll make us much better. And, you know, he said it just came with practice. I met with him a couple of times, and we talked about it. And, you know, I just started going with it, and I realized that, you know, my teammates believe in me. They know I study a lot of film, and I've just been going with it.
Okay, with all the work you're putting in, how frustrating has this last month been now? You guys have struggled to offense has struggled to get out of its own way, turning the football over. I know you guys haven't made the stops when you wanted to a certain amount of time. How frustrating has this been building up in the locker room?
Man, nobody likes losing. You know, we're sore losers. I know we don't like it. We don't like it at all as a team. You know, we work too hard. We go out there and we practice so hard. We go over everything. You know, we work together as a team. Like, we go hard. Like, we know what we can do. We just got to go do it, you know. We don't necessarily, like, as me as a defensive, I don't know what goes on the offensive side. And, you know, I really, you know, I care as a teammate, but I really don't care. As a defensive player, we have to stop. You know, we have to stop them. We got to get out the field. It's our job to get the ball back to them as many times as they need it. And that's where we got to take, you know, more in our hands of stopping them. You know, getting off on those third downs where we need to get the ball out when we have a chance to, you know, going for the ball more and, you know, giving our offense better field position than, you know, having them all the way backed up on the 20s or starting in the 30s all the time. Let's get them some times, you know, in the red zone. Let's help them out. And, you know, we don't point our fingers. We look at ourselves. And that's what this team is going to be great at because we take everything and we challenge ourselves.
There's a whole vibe about Dan Quinn, fast and physical, hit and run, all the things that the public's heard of. But I get the impression there's an inside vibe about this deal, too. What's that inside vibe? What is it that this guy's brought to the table that has put everybody, even in a tough spot like this, Ricardo, everybody still is really locked in here, and particularly the players. And Dave will tell you, from playing as many years as he did, that's not oftentimes very easy to do. It's rare that even in tough patches you get guys as connected as y'all are.
Yeah, you know, he brought in the philosophy of competing, and that's all we do. We compete every day, you know, all day, every day. And, you know, when you have a coach like that who believes in you.
Right.
And, you know, they don't go with the vibe of, you know, they don't really show too many negative plays. You know, every game comes with negative plays. You don't go into too many meetings and they're like, oh, look at this. You know, you did this wrong. You did this. They show you the pictures of you doing it right. And that's the difference. I've been around a lot of coaching staffs who, you don't do it this way. We don't do it this way. But this coaching staff, they show you the picture of the way to do it right because you've done it before. You put it on film before. So why not just do that on a consistent basis? Why not run and hit like you did? Why not make the same fit? Because most of the teams who come and play against us, we run the same defense because we know exactly what people are going to run against us. So we've already seen it before. Why
right.
not make the same fit, make the same hit, get the guy on the ground, and make the plays we've done before?
All right, we're going to shift gears here a little bit. I want to take you to college real quickly. Playoff coming up, Big Ten Championship, Iowa and Michigan State. Mm-hmm. You're a Purdue guy, Big Ten guy. Do you pull for the Big Ten when they play other people? And is there a team that you dislike so much you don't want them to win in the Big Ten?
Well, Indiana's got to be there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't like Indiana.
How do you? I was getting ready to wonder, how do you and Coleman get along?
We're good. We're teammates.
Okay.
We're
teammates. Yeah, yeah. They started that.
We still.
All right, who wins the Big Ten championship then? Michigan State or Iowa?
I like Michigan State.
Okay.
Michigan State always seems to show up in big games. They always seem to show up in big games, and that defense is really well. You know, I don't take anything away from Iowa because you don't just go through a season undefeated.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't just happen to pop
right,
in there.
Right.
But
no, right.
Michigan State, I used to always go against them. Every time I went against them, they proved me wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take my chances and go with them this
okay,
time.
Okay, you're gonna saddle it up with the Spartans.
I'm
okay.
Kind of more fascinated how the Coleman-Allen relationship has gone here in the last.
He said his teammates.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's all good.
Everything's good?
Yep.
Including a week ago, it was all right?
Yep.
All right, that's good.
He talked a little mess because they went to a bowl game. You know, they went to a bowl game on our watch, but it's all good.
Tampa for a second time on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What do you take from that first game? I know you're disappointed in the way it ended,
yeah.
But what do you take from it in terms of the preparation and then what transpired on the field? How handy is it this week?
I think, you know, we went down to the wire with them. We didn't play our best game, and we went down to the wire with them. I think we just got to come out there, and we got to start, you know, start fast and finish fast. Just go out there and do what we do. And I think every game we go into, we treat it like a championship week, and we treat it just like a championship week. And we take it every game. And let's get, you know, this wagon going back up like we were.
What were your impressions of, real quickly, your impressions of Teddy Bridgewater in that first game? Played okay. Did some decent stuff. You guys made some plays against him. Mm-hmm. What did you think of him?
Oh, I like his poise. I like the way he, you know, he's commanding that offense now, how, you know, he's getting out there. You know, he's going through his read. If his read's not there, he's actually been really smart with the ball. I just like the way he's starting to run that offense. You know, he's making real good checks. He's making the linebacker checks. I was really impressed when he was picking up some of our blitzes. Hmm. So you can tell that he's smarter than most people actually think he is. He actually was, you know, reading the coverages and reading our rotations. And there's not a lot of people who picked up our rotations. And he was one of the quarterbacks who actually did and knew when we were blitzing.
All right, let me go to the guy you're going to get this weekend. Then now here's a guy in his first year. You got a guy in his second year this last game. Now you got a guy in his first year you've seen once. What do you think of Jameis Winston?
I think he's developed a lot since earlier in the years. You know, mm-hmm. Earlier in the year he was making, you know, some plays that, you know, he didn't really want to, you know, and now he's starting to calm down. He's starting to really, you know, get out there and using all his weapons. You know, he's using his running backs really good. He's not just trying to force the ball, you know, to the big wide receiver he has. He's actually, you know, giving the ball to everybody. He's passing it to his tight ends. He's giving it to his running backs. He's giving it to his other options. You know, he's even throwing it to the fourth receiver that's coming in. So he's not just, you know, staring down one person and trying to force the ball into him. He's actually trying to use his whole team.
Cool. Thanks for the time, Ricardo. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Right.
Keep balling out, man.
There you go. Ricardo Allen joining us in the Player Spotlight. Another edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show from Flowery Branch in the books. Stay tuned. More Dukes and Bell next on 92.9 The Game.